Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nowadays, retcon can mean a few things. Sometimes retcons are genuine gotcha moments from a team of smart writers subverting audience expectations to pull off a major twist or reveal. Sometimes they're genuinely interesting new pieces of information that complicate or deepen the lore of your favorite TV world. But sometimes they are writing decisions that genuinely make the audience scratch their heads, whether they appear to be new pieces of information that just don't fit right with what we knew before, or are genuinely horrible twists that make no sense within the context of the show whatsoever. Retcons can often feel like lazy afterthoughts that writers introduce for cheap new conflict, to chicken out of the stakes they'd set themselves up for, or to desperately wrap up a loose end with out-of-character decisions. I'm Marcus Bronzy. This is 10 Controversial TV Show Retcons That Pissed Off Fans. Number 10, Roseanne. It was all a book. This one gets a little hard to follow, but the general gist is that season 9 of the classic sitcom Roseanne revealed that almost all events seen in the show up until that point were fictional versions of the truth, as the character of Roseanne is seen as an aspiring author writing half-truths about her own life. So the first retcon was a spin on the "it was all a dream," which never goes down well, as it just leads audiences into thinking that they're all wasted their time. The second retcon was that Roseanne's husband, Dan, had actually died at the end of season 8, and all of his involvement in the semi-fictional season 9 was Roseanne dealing with her grief. This essentially made the entirety of season 9, if not the whole show, worthless, as it all turned out to be false by the final episode. The third retcon is a positive one that accounts for all of the sheer laziness of the "it was all a dream" slash book retcon from the original show, with the Roseanne revival airing in 2019, 22 years later after season 9 finished. The revival reveals that the heartbreaking but still lazy retcon of Dan's actual death was, you guessed it, the fictional ending in Roseanne's book. He's still alive, and the retcon that angered every Roseanne watcher in the 90s was just a ruse. Number 9, Prison Break. So many fake deaths. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and your TV show has got some serious issues when it comes to retconning deaths just for shock value. This one gives me so much rage. The first instance of Prison Break faking the death of a major character was the murder of Sarah, as she is beheaded. Yes, her head is removed at the start of season 3. Lincoln sees her severed head and decides to conceal the truth from his brother Michael. Then, at the start of season 4, it's revealed that she's actually perfectly alive. So despite Lincoln physically seeing her severed head and believing it to be real, it's retconned back onto her body again. Then it happened again in the final break. We see the very clear death of Michael to save Sarah. His family move on with their lives, and the ending is bittersweet with Sarah and their newborn son being left behind. This death, though, is retconned purely to make the revival series work, and 8 years after audiences had come to terms with his death, the entire ending of the final break is retconned to again reveal that the death was fake, and instead, we have another season of breaking out of prisons to do. Number 8, Sherlock. Did you miss me? The ending of the 2016 Sherlock Christmas special, The Abominable Bride, sees the return of Moriarty in the digital form. His face is flashed all across London with the iconic "Did you miss me?" being repeated over and over to taunt Sherlock and the rest of the world and his potential disruption from beyond the grave. The ending of this episode being dedicated entirely to this enormous cliffhanger, including a fan service post-credit scene where Moriarty himself turns directly directly to the cameras and says, "Miss me," to the audience? Well, it suggested that Moriarty will be a large player in the show's grand final season. Sherlock seems to think so himself, as he states, "Moriarty's dead, and I know exactly what he's going to do next." Well, it turns out we didn't know, because it was all one big pointless publicity grab leading into the final season, as the start of season 4 immediately retcons this cliffhanger, as Sherlock is shown to have no idea what Moriarty is going to do next, mainly because Moriarty has nothing to do next, and the public had no reason to miss him while we were waiting for his return. Moriarty's role in season 4 is tiny and is shown solely through flashbacks, secretly planning his games alongside Sherlock's long-lost sister, aka these are all things that we've already seen. Number 7. Buffy the Vampire Slayer Dawn. This one's interesting because it involves a fake retcon. Despite her spontaneous entrance into the show after previous information given to the audience completely contradicted her existence, Dawn Summers was entirely intended by the writers to confuse fans, being nonsensical and unexplained. Then this retcon was explained to be a big interesting plotline for the show that still pissed fans off. Dawn appears at the start of season 5 as Buffy's younger sister, despite the show very clearly establishing Buffy as an only child. This in itself is a huge retcon of Buffy's personal history, as for 4 episodes, Dawn exists in the Scooby Gang's real life as if nothing was amiss and that Buffy had always had a sister. This was then retconned by revealing that Dawn was actually a mystical power known as the Key, and then was transformed into a physical being and given to Buffy as a sister to protect. The main characters all have false memories of her existence implanted by monks who created her, and the show continues with Dawn as a main character despite these falsehoods. Dawn, to put it lightly, is not a liked character in the Buffy universe. She was listed by Entertainment Weekly as one of the most annoying characters on TV, alongside the loathed juggernauts such as Janice from Friends and Nikki and Paolo from Lost. Number 6. Supernatural Archangel Vessels and Fake Stakes. It has long been accepted to never ever take the stakes at Supernatural at face value. The Winchester brothers have died so many times each that it's difficult to ever believe that they're in any real danger. And there are multiple instances across the lore of the show where information is retconned to suit a new angle of the plot and keep everyone safe. But archangels and their vessels are such a vital part of the plot that it's pretty annoying to never get solid answers on what their true functions are. Dean and Sam were preordained from birth to be the vessels for Michael and Lucifer, respectively, and yet the show never commits to any definition on what it means to be a vessel. In the third episode of season 5, Dean and Castiel visit Donnie Finneman in the hospital, who has been left brain dead after being the vessel for Raphael. Castiel solemnly tells Dean that Michael's power will leave Dean's body in an even worse state once he's through with him, and that vessels end up paralyzed as a minimum after hosting an archangel. This very clearly set up the stakes and emphasized the power of the archangels. If Dean is taken over, he'll be left for dead once his purpose has been served. But later on in the season, Michael tells Dean he won't leave him a drooling mess, and in season 12, President Jefferson Rooney is completely fine after being Lucifer's vessel. So, what is the truth? Was Castiel just lying, or did the writers put a bit of lore in for dramatic effect, knowing that they could retcon it later to become yet another example of the Winchester plot armor? Number 5. Pretty Little Liars, Ian's Death. Any Pretty Little Liars fan will be able to tell you that the show is riddled with retcons to the point where it becomes ridiculous to attempt to understand them at all. For a show centered around mystery after mystery after mystery after, I could go on all day, it had a huge habit of forgetting to solve them once the characters had moved on to the next one. One of the earliest examples is the death of Ian Thomas. As the liars attempt to unravel the mystery behind their friend Allison's disappearance, an anonymous stalker known as A, they begin to suspect Ian. After an already retconned apparent death where he is hanging from a series of ropes in a church after recognizing A, the girls re-encounter Ian later on, dead in a barn from an apparent suicide. Everything about the death is suspicious, with the suicide note claiming to have been riddled with guilt at killing Allison, who, spoiler alert, is 100% not dead, that is quickly discovered to have been forged by A. So the question becomes, what did Ian know that A couldn't risk getting out? It was very clear to everyone that there was foul play involved, except there wasn't. 4 years after Ian's death episode aired, the show creator I, Marlene King, did an interview to clear up questions that had gone unanswered during the show. King's response? It was actually a suicide, but the note was still forged. This makes no sense. The fact that it came out so many years later in a single line in an interview just to wrap up loose ends was almost an insult to the fan base. Number 4. Game of Thrones, the deterioration of Daenerys. Hour-long analyses have been filmed on the awful character development of Daenerys in the final season of Game of Thrones, and many fans believe that the truly rushed exploration of her madness can be seen as a sudden retcon of the character they'd grown to love over the years. To a lot of fans, it was pretty clear that Daenerys wasn't going to stay on the straight path to being a virtuous queen. We saw her mean streak in the events that happened in the early parts of Season 7, like killing you for failing to bend a knee. I mean, it made it clear that she was prepared to be ruthless to gain her power. However, the Bells sees Daenerys brutally murder every man, woman, and child in King's Landing, even after they had surrendered to her. As a queen who had always stood up to the rights of people, the madness of Daenerys simply did not have enough time dedicated to it to be seen as anything other than a sudden retcon of her entire moral compass for the sake of wrapping up this series by the end of the next 90-minute session. For the better part of 7 seasons, the characters had developed and grown. However, Season 8 felt like falling off a cliff in terms of writing quality, and Daenerys' sudden descent into unbelievable crimes after learning about her across 8 years becomes nothing short of a lazy writing style to wrap up these shows in less episodes than it should have had to execute the moral switch successfully. Number 3. The Walking Dead. Walker blood. As a preface to this retcon, cast your mind back to Season 5, where Sasha accidentally slashes Abram with a bloodied knife after killing a walker, then when Shane stabbed himself with the knife he'd used to kill a walker, or when Andrea got walker blood in her eye, or when Rick slices his leg open with a machete sticking out of a zombie corpse. It was apparent to fans of the comics that the infection by way of blood was simply not going to be adapted into the show. A big plot point in the comics was that Negan would cover his weapon with walker blood and guts to ensure instant death for the human he was killing, and fans just assumed this wouldn't get covered. But fans were wrong, and this plotline begins to play out exactly as is in the comics at the ripe old age of Season 8, long after many characters should have been affected by this now established and consistent method of infection. Even if characters like Shane and Abram were fine because of only minor contamination rather than deep slashes like those of Hilltops, it's a huge retcon to the lore of the show. Considering that the survivors are multiple years into the apocalypse at this point, it's ridiculous that the entire cast of characters would only just be discovering this as a cause for concern and a method of killing for Negan when it's always pretty much been established in the comics. Number 2. Gossip Girl. The identity of Gossip Girl. It's always going to be difficult to pull off a reveal like this one, especially when one of your central characters has been the culprit from the very first episode of a 6-season show. Inconsistencies are bound to be brought up by eagle-eyed viewers, and a little leeway is somewhat expected in cases like this. But Dan being revealed as the Gossip Girl, oh, that peed off fans a lot. And the sheer ridiculousness of some of these inconsistencies can be described as nothing short of the most annoying retcons imaginable. Gossip Girl is an anonymous stalker that reveals secrets about the lives of an affluent group of socialites on her blog. So the Dan reveal is so packed with retcons that it's difficult to know where to start. One instance is that the Gossip Girl spreads rumors of Dan's 15-year-old sister's sex life. Another is that we see Dan reacting to blog posts as they appear on screen with pure shock while sitting completely alone in a room. He's seen anonymously sending tips to Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl also reveals that Dan and Serena, his ex-girlfriend, share a half-sibling, a fact that Dan was very adamant about wanting to keep quiet. Once Season 6 rolled around and the big reveal took place, it became clear to fans very quickly that Dan's identity as Gossip Girl was simply not planned from the start, resulting in several blatant retcons of previous pieces of information that were just left blissfully unexplained. Number 1. Dallas. It was all a dream. If this retcon happened today in one of the top shows on television, you'd practically hear Twitter having a seething meltdown. Probably the most iconic TV retcon of all time, the end of Season 8 saw Dallas family patriarch Bobby Ewing die surrounded by his family after saving his wife Pamela from being hit by a car. Season 9 continued with the regular cast members going about their business whilst grieving his loss, and whilst the death was hard on the viewers that had come to care deeply about the character, it seemed like Dallas would continue on nonetheless. Bobby's portrayer, Patrick Duffy, had left the show to pursue other acting options, but Season 9 saw a huge decline in ratings for the show, and producers convinced him, probably with some good money, to come back and return to the role. This meant a huge retcon was on the horizon in order to make Bobby's return work. A character being magically revived after a sad death would have been large enough of a retcon to pee fans off pretty severely, but what made it all worse was that the show's writers decided to erase the entirety of Season 9 in order to bring him back. Yep, the Season 9 finale showed Pamela waking up and finding her husband very much alive in the shower, and it was revealed that she had dreamed all 30 episodes that viewers had become invested in. I mean, that is one heck of a big dream.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.